Chapter 2. This was a stupid idea. Make that a really stupid idea. Bianca Piscoli ran through the darkened forest with only a weak shaft of moonlight as her guide. She'd been a fool to agree to come here, in the middle of the night, lying to her parents. For what? Some sick kind of game in the woods? Frowning, she slapped away a mosquito as the heat of the summer simmered through the bitter roots, and the sound of crickets was a low hum. Faintly, from a distance, she thought she heard the sound of voices, but then there was silence. Just the crickets. She decided to stick as closely to the trail as possible. That way she wouldn't get lost. At least she hoped not. Up, up, up she loped, the path dusty, rocks poking through the dry soil, a canopy of pine branches nearly destroying what there was of the moonlight. Why had she agreed to this? She wondered for about the millionth time, as her legs began to ache. The idea had been Maddie's. Make that Madison Leona Averill, Bianca's heretofore best friend. Well, after tonight, maybe she'd change all that. Maddie's status was about to go down. Big time. A branch slapped her in the face, and she let out a yelp, then bit back any more noise as she didn't want to be heard. That was the whole point of the game. An idiotic teenage version of hide-and-seek up here at Reservoir Point. Again, it was dumb. She rubbed her cheek where the pine limb had hit her and swore under her breath. Her calves ached, and her lungs had started to burn with a run up the hill. She should never have come. She knew that now, but it was too late to back out. A group of kids from school had come up with the brainstorm of meeting at midnight at the lower parking lot of the wilderness that abutted the Long property, where Bianca's stepfather worked as a manager. That was another problem. If Nate Santana ever got wind of the fact that Bianca was one of the kids who trespassed across the Long property to get to this spot, he would have a fit, and probably ground her for life or something. That was if her mother didn't kill her first. She was reaching the highest point on the trail, where the path jogged around several massive trees, and she slowed a bit, catching her breath, glancing over her shoulder to the door.